The traditional sounds of New Orleans will fill the air at the New York Botanical Gardens Summer Concert Series this Friday night. Clarinetist Evan Christopher has brought along lots of his friends from New Orleans to be a part of Salute to the Crescent City, New Orleans at 300.
My very special guests are the great Sixth Ward drummer Shannon Powell, David Torkanowski, and on piano, and a wonderful singer named Robin Barnes. And then I've got, rounding out the rhythm section, I've got a New Yorker who was born in New Orleans, Thaddeus Exposé, and we've got and then I've got some horn players joining me. Of particular interest, two New Orleans musicians who were born there and have been studying in New York, and Morgan Guerin on saxophone and Jeffrey Miller on trombone, who's been doing wonderful things and has really captured the attention of a lot of people up in New York.
This is the second straight year that Evan Christopher has performed at NYBG.
Musicians love coming here.
Barbara Corcoran is the VP for Continuing and Public Education at NYBG.
The stage is gorgeous. The acoustics are perfection. And just being here and playing in this venue in front of the conservatory is just, people come, they take their shoes off, and they walk on this incredibly lush carpet. It's just so soft and cushy. It feels like a perfect summer night. And then you stay, and you walk around the garden just as it's getting dusk, go into the conservatory, check out the tropical plants. It's really a great night.
Friday's concert is the first of three concerts titled An American Tribute. Corcoran says combining a night of emotional music with a beautiful garden setting just makes sense.
This idea was brought forth to us by, the Catskill Jazz Factory and Danny Melnick. Those are our two partners in this series. And I believe that the Catskill Jazz Factory had already been discussing this concert idea with Evan. And so that's how it, they brought it to us.
Christopher says the New Orleans sound takes on several shapes, but for many, it's what comes out of his clarinet that makes people immediately think of the Big Easy.
I guess we do because this is, after all, this is these are American traditions that we're talking about. There's a lot of other ethnic clarinet traditions, but the New Orleans clarinet tradition has always been something that I've been pretty passionate about.
If you'd like to catch the tribute to New Orleans, you can get more information at nybg.org.
I just think of all the friends that I should have invited that weren't there, and I think of just, how much I really want to share it with people, because anybody who does come is just blown away by the experience.